terrific baseball. Just came up a little short last night. Carrasco was terrific, but Lance McCullers was just a teeny bit better.
They said in one of the sports national reports, it said the battle of the division leaders. Of course, two different looking divisions that we're involved with here, but we can't help with the schedule makers and how it's lined up. But so the Indians still kind of hanging on to first place. And, of course, Houston's the team, the defending champion, so we kind of have to, what, gauge ourselves against that team, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. We get another chance. They come to Cleveland starting this Thursday for four straight. So it'll be a real fun holiday weekend for the Cleveland Indians. We're in Chicago tomorrow. Another off day today, our fifth off day in the month of May, which is just rather bizarre. Actually, our fourth off day. There was a scheduled fifth off day, but that was made up as a doubleheader against the Cubs. But four off days in the month. Then we get really rolling into a schedule where we play a lot of baseball. But this Thursday, 6:10, Houston Astros come to town. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Astros. Friday is our first, Friday and Saturday are our first back-to-back fireworks shows. Friday night, we have Sugardale Dollar Dogs. There's a party, pregame party, fireworks sponsored by our friends at Sports Clips. Saturday, a Terry Francona 1988 jersey giveaway courtesy of our friends at Sugardale, and Wayside will present post-game fireworks. Key Bank Kids Fun Day on Sunday, and then Monday, Memorial Day. First 15,000 fans get a Corey Kluber bobblehead, courtesy of our friends at Key Bank. So lots going on this weekend when we're home for seven. We have four against Houston, three against the White Sox.
Bob, can you give us a Melky Cabrera update?
Yeah, Melky, we signed a few weeks ago. He went to Goodyear, get in shape in the sense, under the eyes of our guys. He had been in shape, working hard in case somebody did call to give him an opportunity. Then we sent him to AAA for some live baseball, and now he's back in our outfield. Our outfield had been struggling offensively for sure. Michael Brantley leading the charge in the offense, but I think we desperately miss Bradley Zimmer. Tyler Naquin had been hitting extremely well, playing very well in right field for us. We missed those two guys. Lonnie Chisenhall as well, so we've been a little depleted in the outfield, and so made the decision to bring in a veteran like Melky Cabrera, who's always been a real good offensive player in Major League Baseball. And hopefully he'll get some consistent ABs and be that guy that he has always been. I know he was tough on our guys.
How about a Sonny Siebert update? Are you up to that for this morning? I just, I see that thing was brought up.
I like Sonny back in the day with Sam McDowell.
Well, sure. But
Louis Tiant.
You know, with Corey Kluber on the team, even started last year, there's all these things that are occurring that he's bringing up names from the past.
Exactly.
Every
time he takes the mound, our interns are scurrying the record books to check things out. As a matter of fact, he did bypass Mr. Sonny Siebert, Corey, in his last outing, went more than six innings, giving up fewer than three runs or fewer. He's now done it 22 times in a row, which is a Tribe record. Sonny Siebert had held that record at 21 straight during the 1965 season. Corey Kluber, again, just remarkable, climbing up the strikeout ladder. I think he's now number four or number five all-time on the Cleveland Indians strikeout list, with guys like Mr. Feller and Sam McDowell and Early Lynn and Mike Garcia, some of the great pitchers in Indians history. I think he struck out 10 his last outing. I think that was his 49th start of doing that or something remarkable in that realm. So, yeah, every time he takes the mound, something special happens. Mr. Bauer on the mound tonight against the Cubs at 7, or tomorrow at 7:05, and then Eastern time, and then Wednesday, 8:05 Eastern time. We have Shane Bieber coming up from the minor leagues to pitch in that game. So, but lots going on this weekend. Check it all out at Indians.com.
Absolutely. Bob, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again next week. We'll adjust our schedule because next Monday's a holiday, so we'll work that out in the between our personnel. We'll get our my guy talking to your guy, and we'll set you straight on when we're talking to you next, Bob.
But, am I your guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, your guy, my guy. We'll figure it out. Sounds great. Have a great week, boys.
Thanks,
go
Bob.
Drive.
All right. And Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians joining us this morning, as he does every Monday, talking Indians baseball, whether they win or lose. But warmer weather is upon us now. Mm-hmm. Fun games.